KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
The clock, we have a partly cloudy sky at 78 degrees in Atlantic. We look for partly cloudy to cloudy skies today with isolated showers and thunderstorms. A high of 91. A heat advisory continues until 7 p.m. for Cass, Adair, Adams, Audubon, Guthrie, Dallas, Madison, Union, Taylor, and Ringgold counties here in our listening area. In the news, police in Creston report 21-year-old Christina Patterson of Creston was arrested at around 1:45 a.m. Saturday. Patterson was taken into custody on a possession of controlled substance charge. She was released from custody on a promise to appear later in court. Page County Sheriff Lyle Palmer reports an inmate held in the Page County Jail escaped Saturday morning, but was quickly apprehended by Clarinda police with the help from the public. Just after 9 a.m., 34-year-old inmate Timothy Dean Curfee was scaled the Clarinda Jail's exercise yard fence. Palmer said inmates were out for one of the two state-mandated one-hour periods for the week. Curfee was on the outside of the fence in less than 1.5 minutes from the time inmates were let out into the fence-enclosed exercise area. Once on the ground, he ran eastward. Immediately, law enforcement began searching the area for him. Curfee was apprehended about 1.5 blocks east of the sheriff's office in about 5 minutes from the time he was outside of the fence and on the ground. Curfee was being held on probation violation from an original charge of possession of a controlled substance, the bond for which is $5,000. He'd been arrested at the Adams County Jail, where once his time was served or his case was finished on charges in Adams County. Curfee was being held on the federal charges of distribution of methamphetamine, for which there is no bond. A federal detainer on the federal charge was placed on Curfee June 14th. His new charges include escape from custody, which is another felony charge, criminal mischief in the fourth degree, and he was being held without bond in the Page County Jail on those particular charges. More charges on Curfee are stemming from the escape are possible. The next session of Healthy You, scheduled for June 21st, this coming Thursday, at the Cass County Health System, will cover the inside scoop on Medicare. The session will be led by a panel that includes Cindy Petty, Revenue Cycle Director, Ashley Richards, Patient Financial Advisor, Christina McDermott, Insurance Coordinator, and Katie Ehrman, Patient Account Systems Coordinator. And they'll cover the topics of new Medicare cards, financial assistance, Medicare Advantage plans, annual wellness visits, self-administered medications, and following their presentation, the panel will also answer questions from those in attendance. Healthy You is a free educational lunch series at the Cass County Health System that's held monthly in conference room number 2. You're invited and welcome to attend, but reservations are required as lunch is provided for all attendees. To reserve your seat for this Thursday's Healthy You, call 243-7479. If you buy your own health insurance, you'll have more options for coverage under the Affordable Care Act next year, but the cost of that coverage is still unclear. Medica is the only insurance company currently offering Obamacare plans in Iowa. Vice President Jeff Barsh says the company will stay in Iowa next year and offer more options.
In 2018, there are a lot of people who just had one product choice. So we're excited to be able to offer more choices in terms of plan and network design to consumers than we were able to this year.
A spokesperson for Wellmark says they will also sell plans in Iowa next year. Barsh says it's good for consumers to have more choices.
We also think it's just a good sign of a market altogether when consumers have competition.
And he says things could expand even more.
I would anticipate over the next couple of years, the Iowa market will hopefully see an additional carrier to come in back in.
Barsh declined to discuss what price changes Medica is seeking for next year. There could also be additional health plans options outside of the Affordable Care Act next year, but regulators are still working out the details. One statewide contest that was resolved by the June 6th primary ended this past Saturday. Delegates of the Iowa Republican Party State Convention nominated Mike Nagg as their candidate for Iowa Secretary of Agriculture.
Now, if I'm elected secretary, I will make this promise to you. I will continue to work with all of my effort to build a brighter future. I will bring a conservative voice, common sense, and leadership to the department on your behalf every day.
Nagg was the top deputy in the agency until March. Ag Secretary Bill Northey left for a job in Washington, and the governor appointed Nagg to take Northey's place. Nagg fell just short of the 35% support he needed to win the GOP's nomination from the primary results. Congressman Steve King signaled that Nagg had the backing of party establishment, and King reminded delegates that Nagg got more votes than his competitors in the primary.
He's Bill Northey's choice. He was appointed by Governor Reynolds. Reynolds. He has their support, my support, but more importantly, he won the election, and he is the choice of we the people.
Three of Nag's competitors called on the GOP to nominate an active farmer rather than an administrator like Nag. After three rounds of voting, the contest was down to Nag and Ray Gasser of Corning.
I'm a full-time, lifelong farmer with my hands in the soil.
On the final ballot, Gasser got nearly 46% of the delegates' votes compared to Nag, who got a total of 54%. The only round Nag crossed the required 50% threshold to secure the nomination from GOP delegates.
Now the job is before us. We know what we need to do. It'll be a competitive race looking ahead to November.
Rang will face Democrat Tim Gannon, a former aide to Tom Vilsack in the Iowa governor's office and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Gannon, who did not face opposition in the Democratic primary on June the 6th, also addressed delegates at his party's state convention on Saturday.
The hay is not in the barn yet, so we have to do all we can over the next 5 months.
Elsewhere in the news, Democrats and Republicans, as I mentioned, gathered Saturday in Des Moines for state conventions that in many ways served as the starting bell for the general election. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
Democrats in Hy-Vee Hall were ready for their pep rally as Fred Hubbell, their nominee for governor, took the stage.
You know, it's too bad that Governor Reynolds couldn't be here to see just what she's going to be up against all the way until November.
Across town at the state fairgrounds, Reynolds rallied with her fellow Republicans.
He believes in him and the government, and we believe in you, the people.
And Reynolds repeated her rap on Hubbell's wealth.
If you think that the governor's office is for sale to the highest bidder, then you don't know Iowans.
She's only going low because she cannot defend her record.
These themes are likely to be repeated between now and the election. November 6th is 141 days away. I'm O.K. Henderson.
A city in western Iowa has opened its first official public library after years of moving to different sites. The Sergeant Bluff Library is sharing space with the city's community center. The library has previously shared space with the Sergeant Bluff Luton Community School District and with the area's senior center. The new library has a separate entrance and is run mostly by volunteers. Library Director Tammy Coyle works at libraries in Sergeant Bluff and nearby Sloan, and she says she thinks it will be good. It will be another option, more convenient for residents to be able to come to the library. The new space allows for computers, storybook times, and other programs, according to Mayor John Winkle. Residents will also be able to check out DVDs, use the TV, and have access to the internet. City Council Member Carol Clark said she's been working to create a permanent public library since she ran for the council more than 3 years ago. The community has helped staff the library, donated books to the library's collection, and fundraised money for the purchase of new books, she said. Clark said, I can't tell you how much the community has stepped up to support this project. It's amazing when you walk into that building and realize that a year ago we had nothing. A new state license plate is catching on with some Iowa vehicle owners. The Sioux City Journal reports that the new standard plate options will get phased in over 10 years, but people who want them now can pay $5 extra upon reviewing their registrations at county treasurer offices. The new plates were first issued by the Iowa DOT in April. The existing standard Iowa plates date back to 1997, and they account for 4.2 million of the 4.4 million Iowa plates currently in circulation. The new plate has art with the metro skyline on one side of the word Iowa and a windmill and farm on the other. Today marks the start of a two-week effort to feed the needy in Iowa called Haul Out Hunger. The state's largest pork producer will be filling freezers at food banks, pantries, schools, and churches. Allison Ladd, a spokeswoman for the Iowa Falls-based Iowa Select Farms, says they'll be delivering boneless pork loins by the ton.
School is out for summer, and so that means food pantries are actually at an all-time low. So we schedule our donations so that it's timely, so that these food pantries can have plenty of access to fresh, high-quality, protein-packed products like pork when their families need it most.
Ladd says the total donation will be around 60,000 pounds of pork, or about 30 tons.
The pantries really appreciate the 5-pound pork loins that we donate. And from each pork loin, families are going to get about 24 servings of pork. And so when it's all said and done, we'll be have donated about 292,000 servings of pork for families in need here in Iowa.
The effort is also being made possible by the Deb and Jeff Hansen Foundation. The pork is being delivered through July 2nd. Deliveries of many of the food pantries will be live streamed on the Iowa Select Farms Facebook page. That's a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.